Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know my badass bitch, my mean baller, my mean dragon, Lord Baller, Johnny Hotcakes.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Do you can you time in a knot? Can you time in a bow? Oh, wrong stuff.
Yay me!
And then we have... That wasn't a long intro at all.
Not.
Then
he
we
just
have,
wants to cut short my time.
Then we have the blonde head, blue eyed, sexy, deviant, Misty Rain.
Deviant? What?
Oh my I saw God. You this past weekend. You were a deviant.
Well, hey, I was getting ready for International Day of Happiness, which is today.
Yay!
Woo!
We're going to talk about what happened on last week.
Yes.
The weekend.
Yes.
But we're going to wait for some of those details because we have an interview coming up. And we want to save those details for that interview. A couple of interviews.
Ooh, exciting.
She played with some big name people.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There were some great looking people that
there
weekend.
There were some good looking people.
There was.
You're welcome for me being there.
Yes.
I was
Thank
a good-looking
you.
Person.
Thank you. Absolutely. You blessed us with your presence. But I was talking about the latex women, the chained women. I was talking about all those
the
sexy chain women. Mail,
lingerie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. There
was
so much, many chains.
I was talking about Misty Naked with Baby Zuri.
Uh-huh.
I remember
that
all those
fun.
Things.
That was fun.
Got the pictures to prove it. All right.
She got a pussy fire a couple of babies.
Yeah. Yes, she did. All right. So are we ready?
She this got is abused. That's what happened.
This is from Women's Health. And so this should be interesting. Womenshealthmag.net, .com. 50 funny sex stories that'll make you LOL. All right.
Number 12. Whoa.
Whoa.
Can't wait to find out what it is.
You can't wait.
Guess so, we're going to have to.
Yeah. It says the great thing about sex, besides the orgasms, is that if you can make a mistake or something awkward happens, you can always laugh about it later.
I laugh about it while I'm doing it.
I bet you do. You just get naked and laugh at the mirror.
Like, what is that pathetic piece of shit? God, why'd you even come? Go.
You're a mess.
Okay.
All right. John, do it.
Okay. I was hooking up with this dude for months, but it wasn't consistent because I'm a big old man whore. So I went over to his place. I realized when I got there that I was not, let's just say, 100% prepared down there.
Totally sounds like you.
I hadn't cleaned out my butthole yet. I explained the situation to the dude and gave him two options. We can roll with it. No. Or you can let me borrow your razor with a totally new razor head because, duh, bacteria. He opted for the second choice, and I hopped in the shower, still drunk, and shaved everything. I still don't know how I didn't slip in the shower or cut myself while drunk is beyond me, but mission accomplished, and the sex after was actually the best ever with that guy, so, yeah.
Thank you, Heather. That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, Misty, you're up.
Oh, yay! I actually started to pass out, is what this girl's saying.
Ooh.
Emily B., 24. I was hooking up with a guy, and I didn't eat much that day. When we got in the shower to have sex, I actually started to pass out. The guy had to help me out of the shower, dry me off, and basically became my doctor. I was so embarrassed.
Damn.
Damn.
Emily.
That happened to me. Not having sex, but I hadn't eaten, and I was being strapped up to a bar that was hanging from the ceiling, as I'm using my hands and arms to describe this that no one can see. And so my arms were tied up to the bar.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was sensory deprivation. So, and just my tiptoes were touching. So I was blindfolded and I had headphones on and he was playing this weird music and he started to flog me. And about 5 minutes in, I just kind of collapsed.
Damn.
Of course, I didn't fall because I was tied up. But yeah, and I was terribly embarrassed because I had to be, you know, taken down and given water and sat down. And yeah, it was.
Damn. That sounds intense.
It was. And I was embarrassed because I was like, oh, yeah, I can, you know, my pain tolerance is high. I can take it. We'll be gone for a while. Nope.
Your body had other plans.
It did.
All right. Wow.
There's always something to eat.
Always.
You can get that dragon juice anytime.
Okay. Melanie, 24. I was hooking up with this guy for about 3 months, but he would always come to my place since I lived near the town center with all the bars. But one night, I finally went to his house to hook up, and when I went to the bathroom to clean up afterwards, I noticed a bunch of kids' clothes on the floor and a small toothbrush. Turns out he had a whole child. 3 months, and I never knew.
A whole child?
A whole child.
Oh, my God. As opposed to what?
Seven
a quarter
eighths.
Of one. Yeah. Seven eighths. There yeah. you go. He had a head.
3 months, and I never knew there was a whole child.
He could have been Jeffrey Dahmer with the one head.
Oh, my God.
You know, in a hat box. At least the kid was alive.
Well, I'm thinking, did she know men that didn't have whole children that had, you know, a half or just a finger, big toe?
Melanie sounds like an idiot, so.
She does.
Did he have the right half or the left half of the child?
I don't know. All right, Jim.
All right, I was hooking up with this guy, as I do, who didn't like giving oral. Lame. But I pushed him in. I pushed him on it because equality, and he finally agreed to give it a try. As soon as we got started, I remember feeling something weird down there, tingling and burning. I soon realized this man had popped a couple of Tic Tacs in while he was down there without letting me know. What the hell, dude?
The Tic Tacs he popped into her pussy, not in his mouth.
Oh my God.
Because he didn't want to taste that nasty shit.
Oh my God.
That is so messed up.
Nasty shit. Excuse me?
That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking.
Oh my God.
He put Tic Tacs in there to spice it up a little. Like, I don't want to taste this nasty shit. This petri dish.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That was fun. Okay, Misty.
I was mad. I'm processing.
You are processing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was making this spicy stew recipe online that called for a bunch of habaneros. I washed my hands pretty well. God, gloves. You have to wear gloves.
I
tell people this all the time. I washed my hands pretty well, but I guess they still had pepper on them. Yeah. Because later that night, when I was giving a guy a hand job, he started making funny noises and started yelling, ow, 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 ow. Apparently his dick was burning. Sorry to this man.
I have a question.
Yes.
How hard was she jacking his dick to rub the skin off to get the oil into it?
She didn't have to.
You mad at my dick, girl? What you doing?
She was making fire.
She was.
Rubbing it.
Okay. All right. The first time I had sex with my high school boyfriend, we were at his parents' house alone. We went up to his room, and he laid me down on the bed. But just as he put it in, I looked up at the ceiling and noticed he had a derivative math equation taped there. The entire time, I couldn't help but try to solve the math problem. I told him this wasn't going to work for me, and he went out for pizza instead.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
That's yes. a nerd alert.
If I had yes. math problems on my ceiling, I would be going all night.
I bet, right?
Math turns me on.
I guess that's awesome. Have to remember that, huh?
Future reference.
There's some calculus equations.
You better make them hard, because if they're simple, I'm just gonna get bored.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheldon. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right, we're going to figure out the meaning of life tonight.
I bet.
Meaning of life, Doug. It was the night of my boyfriend's fraternity formal. He was having a good time when he asked me if I wanted to have a good time to sneak away from the dance floor. We ran to the men's bathroom, picked a stall, started having sex. That was until three of his brothers came in to use the bathroom. We started chatting up at the urinals. Like you do. And we were just in the stall, naked, trying to remain as quiet as possible. That's when I snapped back into reality and realized how disgusting this bathroom was. I've never questioned my life choices more.
Yeah. I mean, why would they be naked? You don't get completely naked when no. you go to the bathroom.
No.
Especially in a nasty stall.
Pull your pants down a little bit.
Clothes on the floor? Oh, my God.
Oh. Pull your panties to the side. Don't even take them off.
Does
right?
she not know how to do that?
Apparently not. Wow.
No, we're getting naked.
Okay, Misty, you're up.
Okay. One time at a house party, I spotted my crush walking in from across the room. We hadn't talked in a while, but that didn't stop us from catching up in the laundry room of our friend's house. We were literally having rough sex in the laundry room while people knocked loudly on the door because they thought it was the bathroom.
Wow. Hmm. That wasn't very exciting.
That was hilarious. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Was that number 12?
Denise, you suck.
Literally having rough sex. She doesn't know what rough sex
she
is.
She has no fucking clue. She's 25.
I mean, people would not be pounding on the door thinking it was the bathroom. They would be asking if there was an ambulance.
Yeah.
You know, or that they needed to call.
Exactly.
And she wouldn't have called it literally rough sex.
No.
No.
No. Gay. All right.
You wouldn't have to clarify. If you were having rough sex, you wouldn't exactly. have to brag about it. People would know.
All right. When I first moved to Brooklyn, I came across a not-for-safe work profile on Tumblr with this guy who was popular for the sloppy head he gives. Wow. So I was he gives sloppy head there, Misty. Hmm. So I was scrolling through his profile and came across a post that said something like, repost this if you're based in New York. So being new and unknown to the city, I said, hey, why the hell not? And messaged him. A day or so later, we ended meeting up at some Mexican-themed bar. After a few margaritas, we went to a restaurant. When we got to the booth, we instantly began making out and exploring each other's bodies. So we slipped out before the waiter came back and went into the alley right next to the bar. He sat me on a random car parked in the alley and showed me exactly how we became so Tumblr famous.
Well, damn, that's hot.
That is hot.
That's a good story. Was that number 12?
That was.
I don't know. But I like it.
I right? have questions.
Yes.
If he's giving sloppy head.
Yes.
Does that mean Charisse has a dick?
I don't know. I think that might be another.
If you're getting that sloppy toppy, it's because you have a dick.
I think the youth right now might be saying that head is eating pussy. Just saying. That might be a new terminology.
Yeah, but sloppy toppy is still sucking dick.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay.
Well, but sloppy head can be good.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. That's what I thought.
Okay. I was studying abroad in Spain and met
John's
a really cute German guy while out one night. We had a great night together, but the next morning he told me I'd been calling him the wrong name the entire night. Who knew Kyle sounds like Carl in German?
She must be Southern. Kyle and Carl sound so much alike.
Kyle. Carl.
Yeah, I'm unimpressed with that story as well.
That was funny, though. Okay. Okay. All right, Misty.
We made it funny.
We did. We're fucking awesome. Okay.
One Friday afternoon in the office, my coworker was venting about not having been on a date in a while. I motivated her to try her luck on Tinder. God. She eventually met a guy she liked. They chatted for a bit, and he asked her out. But he wanted to know if she had a friend for his friend in town. Of course, I agreed to be her wingwoman. We met up at a lounge, and laughed the whole night. But my friend wanted to head home because she had work the next morning. After they dropped her off, I chose to stay and hang out with the two guys. Mm-hmm. Initially, I was only dancing with the date I was set up with. But after a few rum punches, we were all taking turns dancing together.
You see, there's just going, right?
Oh, I
see. We see where this is going. Go.
After a few rum punches, we took a break and went outside to cool off. Outside, me and my original date began making out. After we stopped, I noticed his friend was just standing there. I asked if he wanted to join, and soon I started making out with my coworker's date. Shortly after, we all went to a hotel, and that's the story of my first threesome.
God.
Oh, she had two dudes.
Serena, I'm in love. I love this. This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
Bella, this sounds like you. This sounds like you, Bella.
She had a first threesome, absolutely. And all she talked about was how she dropped her friend off. She didn't tell us anything about it. It must not. Okay.
You're missing the point of the story, John.
I think so.
I think that dropping her friend off was more exciting than what happened back at the hotel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Let's get it to a good story.
Two guys.
Exactly.
No, it's because these girls don't know how to tell stories.
Okay. Whatever, John.
They're not as experienced as the people that we know.
Like I said, if it had been me, they'd have had details.
Exactly.
Right. I don't like these dumbed down stories for women's fitness, women's health.
They had to keep it clean.
All I know, that sucks.
Okay. We
have to tell the real versions here.
All right. I was on a 12-hour flight, and the guy next to me was
You on a 12-hour fleet?
It was a pretty flighty fleet.
I feel fleety today.
She rode some birds. She was in the fleet. Okay. Shall I reread it, John? Was it be sufficient for you?
I don't know. If this is going to be the Mile High Club, I want to hear some detail.
All right. I was on a Oh, my God. I want something to hit him now. Okay. I was on a 12-hour fleet, and the guy next to me was pretty cute. I swear he was Ryan Gosling's twin. And he was wearing an army uniform. I just say those dirty words to me, Ryan Gosling. Oof. And he was wearing an army uniform. Hard to resist, right?
Yeah.
It definitely hard to resist.
Yeah.
We started talking a couple hours in. I was trying to fall asleep when he said I could rest my head on his lap to be more comfortable. So I did. But a couple minutes in, I could feel he was getting hard. So I started rubbing his dick.
Wait. I got to reread. We started at a couple hours. I was trying to fall asleep. Laid my head in his lap.
Yes.
So I did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but a couple of minutes in, she could feel he was getting hard. Mm-hmm. He was getting an erection.
I just had to make sure that that's
yes.
what you were reading. Yep. Okay.
So she said, I started rubbing his dick. He put a blanket over my head so nobody around could see us.
Oh, my God.
Like they wouldn't notice that part of her body was...
Right, her head was covered up and in his lap. Oh, my God.
But I'm nearly positive the woman on the other side of the aisle could tell what was happening, especially when I pulled down a zipper and started bobbing my head up and down.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yes. Luckily, he came pretty quickly.
Yeah, he did.
We talked after the flight was up until baggage claim and then never saw each other again. It was the perfect one flight stand. Get it, John? One flight stand?
Was that enough information?
I got it.
She was rubbing his dick and jacked him off in her mouth.
Well, this weekend I saw a guy get chained to a chair.
Yes.
And get sucked off in front of everyone. Nobody was hiding anything.
Yeah, that's exciting. But this is great. But
good job, Amber.
You know, Amber, aren't all Ambers just big old sluts?
We know some Ambers.
We know some Ambers. She's a big old slut.
Yeah, we love her.
Love you, Amber.
Nobody knows who she is.
Sweet, Amber.
Sweet and slutty.
And pretty.
Yes. Yeah.
Well.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Slutty. You don't say.
Okay. I personally gave a blowjob to a guy in an Uber.
What?
It was incredibly hot. Wow. And we even ended up hooking up several more times.
Wait a minute. Did I know this?
But I lost my nose ring in the Uber, and I kind of want it back. But I'm too afraid to ask the Uber driver, because who knows what he saw back there.
What did he see back there?
I don't want anybody to know about it. I don't want to tell him and then be like, oh, yeah, I got it. And then we sing together. No.
Well, you've already fucked that up.
That's great. Okay, Misty. Enlighten us.
Okay, it was my first hookup. We were making out on the couch, and after a while, he asked me if I wanted to go into the bedroom. I said yes, but then he led me into his parents' bedroom. I remember him saying he just always wanted to hook up on his parents' bed, and they were out of town, so we wouldn't get caught. I just went with it, even though it was super weird looking at the tons of family pictures on the wall while we were getting it on. I gave my first blowjob and hand job on the bed of some couple who would come back from vacation, fall into bed, and have no idea what happened in it a few days earlier. I really hope he changed the sheets.
He didn't.
He didn't. No, that's creepy. This is creepy. I'm sorry. All right. When I was in college, I was hooking up with this guy who smoked a lot of weed. Okay. True story. I mean, he was pretty much high 24/7. I liked that he was really chill, but turns out he might have been too chill. One night we were having sex and he just stopped in the middle of it. I asked him what was wrong and he said he was just too high and too tired. Being a generous spirit, I offered to give him a blowjob instead and he gladly accepted. As I was doing it, I noticed I wasn't really getting any vocal feedback or anything. I looked up and saw that he'd fallen asleep. We stopped seeing each other after that. Alice, 26. She sounds pretty cool. Wow. Okay.
Well.
Does that happen? Does that happen often to people?
Had girls fall asleep on me before, yeah.
Okay.
When I was dating my boyfriend, we always talked about unconventional places to have sex. He said he really wanted to have sex in a fitting room, so we decided to make that happen. I was so nervous. I never had sex in a public place. We spent some time just walking around at J. Crew at the mall and made up this whole story to the staff about how we were trying to find him an outfit for some special occasion. Eventually, both of us went into the fitting room, making sure it was empty. Right, because sometimes when you go in a fitting room, there's already people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. We had to make sure it was empty. And the staff didn't bat an eye. We got naked in the fitting room and got to it, all the while trying to make casual conversation with each other so it didn't seem suspicious. I never thought I'd say, I think that shirt would look better with those pants, while someone was literally inside me. Literally. They like to use the word literally.
They do. That's
we literally had thing. Sex. We literally had rough sex. It was literally inside of me. Literally. Okay. No wonder I don't fuck young girls. God. They are just dumb. Okay.
Literally. Oh, God. Okay. I'm sorry.
God, do we need to come back to this?
No, we still got time. Let's do it. Okay.
When I was in grad school, my friends and I were out on the town after a really rough week. I just wanted to unwind and see what I could get into that night. Eventually, this really cute guy and his friends came up to us while we were playing pool, and the guy started chatting me up. I was interested, but he refused to tell me his name, which was a little suspicious. But I was just looking to have fun, so I didn't really care. We were making out, and I was ready to go to his place that night to hook up. But for some reason, he started acting really sketchy. Wonder what gave it away, not giving her his name. That's when he pulled out a bag of what I think was cocaine, told us he was a dealer, and asked if we wanted to do some. Okay. My friends and I couldn't get away fast enough. I seriously dodged a bullet that night.
Huh.
Okay.
Wow. She's not fun.
Not at all. All right.
All right. Well, maybe now we should stop, since we made Missy read another one if she didn't want to.
Okay. That would be good.
Okay, kids. We can do that. All right, John.
Well, we had fun.
Did we?
Literally. We okay. Literally had fun. Literally. So until next time, make all of your literal fantasies become literal realities. Little lollies.